This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 120 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are beginning our Mark Wahlberg month with one of his recent movies from 2016, Deepwater Horizon, directed by Peter Berg. And of course, based on the real life BP oil spill that happened right here, not that far from me in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, Alex, I know you've seen this movie, but how recently had you seen it?
I can say when the 4K came out.
So probably around 2016, 2017. Yeah. Couple years.
Yeah.
Same for me. I saw this at the theater. Another one that I saw it in, just like last episode, I saw this at an early screening, an advanced screening. Loved it. And then when it came out on video, I watched it on Blu-ray. And then this was my third watch. So it's been about 4 or 5 years since I have seen it. All right. So before we get into it and review this movie and let you know if it's something worth your time, you guys know the drill. Where, no pun intended, because it's about oil. You know the drill. We're going to go ahead and give you the some box office totals, a little bit of reviews, critic score, audience scores. And then we're going to go ahead and give you our take. So Alex, take it away.
All right. So here we go. Numbers for the Deepwater Horizon. Box office numbers for 2016, domestic $61 million, international $60 million, worldwide total of $121 million on a budget of $110 million, domestic opening of $20
million. I feel like it didn't really make money. If it only made $10 million more, plus marketing, maybe with home video, it could have. It could have made its money at least like broke even. But okay, well, not a huge blockbuster hit. But if you watch this movie, doesn't have the feel of that kind of movie anyway. So with that being said, let's go to some reviews. Now, this movie has some fantastic reviews. Critic score is 83% and audience score is 82%. So they're almost exactly the same. And it seemed to be liked by both critics and audiences.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually really, this is, I think, the first movie in a long time that we got a high critic score, almost semi-matching the audience score together. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, within 1%, we call it the same pretty much. All right. So with that being said, even though the critics and the audiences thought the same, who really cares? We're going to go ahead and throw that out. Alex, we're going to give our take. And of course, since I'm hosting, you get to go first. Lead character with one of the, I mean, is a real life person, so they can't change it. Well, they could have changed the name. The most generic name ever, Mike Williams, played by Mark Wahlberg.
All right. So it's really hard when it comes to reviewing movies that are based on true stories, because it's like, how can I review something that really happened? You know what I mean? So it's one of those things. And I remember we had the same dilemma when we did We Are Soldiers, I believe, right?
We Were Soldiers, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of it was really hard for me to score. But this one, I'm going to try my best. I gave Mark Wahlberg a 4. I thought he was good. I mean, it's based on a true story, but it's just weird to like, it's really weird. I thought he was great in the movie. And the thing with
actual human sucks. I'm going to give it a 2.
Yeah. So like, it's hard for me to say, but I'm not going to go below that. I'm going to give him a 4. And the reason why is because he's surrounded by other characters that were good. And I think that's where his character does very well with the relationship of Kurt Russell, relationship with his wife. Played by Kate Hudson, and then everyone in the oil rig. So I'm not going to just center around him, which, I mean, this is Mark Wahlberg month. But for me, I gave him a 4. I mean, again, it's really hard for a real life situation to break a character down. So for me, he's a great character.
I agree with some points you made in the fact that it's a real person. So it's like, well, I don't know the guy, right? He's clearly real. They show footage of him at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But if we are to assume that what happened in the movie is real life. So when I watch these true story movies and you never know, I'm going to just take what's presented because I'm not going to go and dig into the, like, I don't like doing the whole thing of like researching for 4 hours after I watch a movie. Like, just tell me the story and I'll take it what it is. And if it's not true, then whatever. Was it entertaining as a film? And if I'm watching this movie and I'm to take this person and this is how he is, I gave him a 5. Because at the end of the day, he, to me, is a real life hero. If he doesn't do what he does, And it's not that he saved the whole ship or nothing. Like, people died. You know what I mean? But he saved one person at least. And it was the girl, and she was scared to jump and the whole thing. And he told her, he's like, if you don't jump, I'm not jumping, pretty much. Like, we'll just burn up here together and we'll, you know, whatever. And then when it came down to it, he said, nah, we're both jumping off this thing. And he chucked her off the thing. To me, anyone who's like a real life hero, they're okay in my book. Anyone who saves another human person's life is great. Now, with that being said, I like Wahlberg's performance. I'm going to factor that into my score. I think for someone who is like, you know, Mark Wahlberg, he started off in like as a rapper, not a great rapper, but like in music and doing like underwear modeling. Everyone knows he has like a, you know, a great look. He's very good looking. Ladies love him, whatever. With all that, I personally think he plays a great everyman. Honestly, he genuinely seems like a, in this movie, like a dude who works on an oil rig, the way he talks with the other people. And I think he might, you know, I don't know him personally, but maybe in real life, he just kind of has that, you know, personality where, yeah, sure, I'm a star, but he seems like a regular dude, in my opinion. And I love a good regular dude movie. I'm not going to get mad at it. I like his interactions with everybody. I like his banter with John Malkovich. Mm-hmm. You know, like that whole scene when he comes in and they talk and he, you know, he, you could tell he doesn't like him and he doesn't disagree with him, but he talks with him normal. And then when he leaves, he, you know, then he starts talking trash, but who does that? It's pretty realistic. So I like the performance. I think I can't mark off or anything. I just think Mike Williams seemed like a good dude. So, and he had the family. I love the family stuff, the stuff with the wife and the daughter. And yeah, it was very good. I liked it a lot. So I gave him a 5. Okay. Main villain. Now I think we're scoring John Malkovich. That's who I scored. He's pretty much like the reason a lot of this stuff happens. So, or you could, as Rob says, who's watching, you could say just BP in general, the corporation could be the villain to blame. So do it however you want it.
A 5. again, it's based on a true story. And this is the way, if this is the way actual events happen, this dude is a douche. I mean, there's nothing I can say. He's a total douche. You could see the events even unfolding in front of your eyes. He was very defensive when they were telling him things. He was bobbing and weaving so they don't, you know, find out the things that they want. Even I like Kurt Russell, even in this. Actually, I like Kurt Russell a lot, to be honest with you. If I had to choose between Mark Wahlberg and Kurt Russell, I enjoyed Kurt Russell's performance more. Sure. To be honest with you, I felt more for him because like he knew the rig and I was like, wow, this is actually pretty good. And he's the only dude that was taking butt naked shower and got flung all over.
Oh, he got wrecked, bro. I felt so bad for him. He was naked when he got hit with that. And I was like, that he got to hurt the worst out of everybody.
So Malkovich, I wanted to punch him in the face and throw his ass off the rig or even tie him on the rig while it burned. But to be honest with you, if this is the way the character was portrayed and to real life, yeah, I gave him a 5.
Yep. Okay, great. So we're going to flip-flop just a little bit. I gave him a 4. And the same rules apply. You know, this is fun. It's funny that we just kind of flip-flop, but I don't really disagree with you. Malkovich is great in this movie, by the way. His performance is like kind of Louisiana accent that he does and everything. Spot on. I mean, he's a great actor. He's always been a great actor. So I always love seeing John Malkovich in anything. And yeah, he's just such a dick in this movie. Like, bro, like they are telling you all this stuff and he's the company man through and through. He's more worried about money for this big corporation. And isn't that how it is? You know, like in real life, it's pretty much so, you know, just BP in general as a company, not the best, especially after this. I know they were looked at very poorly, like in real life with the whole oil spill. But him as a guy, yeah, there were some moments where I was kind of like, okay, you know, he was making some points throughout about the whole thing. But at the end of the day, if you got that many people who work on this thing every day and know this machinery and know how everything works, and they're telling you, hey, this probably ain't what we should do, and he's pretty much scaring them into doing it, I'm going to tell my bosses you said that. I'm going to tell my bosses you said that. You know what I mean? And then of course, he lives at the end, right? Like, he gets on the escape boat, and he just sails off. So I give him a 4, but I was close to a 5, to be honest with you, but I'll just stick with my score because I wrote it down. All right, action.
All right, so this is weird. Again, true story. Not much action. It's just explosions everywhere. So it was really hard for me, but I gave it a 5. I mean, there's nothing you can say because once everything hits the fan, it hits the fan from exploding from all over the place, from gases, toxic gases getting burned, explosion, backed up mud or whatever the hell that was getting blown out. I don't know if it was that oil.
It was oil. Yeah.
it was mixed oil.
So it starts off
as
mud. It was this mud thing and it gets pushed back. And then it's an oil. Then it's oil. That's why it catches fire like that. Like it just,
gotcha. Okay.
explodes everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So shit hits the fan and there's nothing you could do. They were surrounded by, enormous heat, fire. I mean, there's a lot of good set pieces. Like I said, the Kurt Russell scene to me stands out the most. Him getting blown all over the place. and then having that glass in his foot. He had to take out and then walk. That was crazy. Mark Wahlberg got hit with that door. I felt bad for the guys that did the pipe and they were in the room and the whole thing collapsed on them. I felt so bad for those dudes. But yeah, I give it a 5.
Yeah. So here's the funny thing. I agree with pretty much everything you said. I time stamped it pretty much from 50 minutes at the 50 minute mark. There's no action, traditional action.
Mm-hmm.
For the next like 35 to 40 minutes, it's nonstop people running and things exploding for literally for 40 minutes. And to be honest, it's quite, and I remember seeing this in the theater. And in a way, it's almost good that it had the budget it did because that crap looks incredible to me. The explosion, there's one, the initial explosion where it's like boom, boom, and it's like blowing up all the way up the thing looks. It looks scary. It looks incredible. And the fact that this is real life and the way Peter Berg filmed it, a lot of handheld, like he's like in the hallways with people, you know, like the conversation, it makes it scarier. It's very intense, very scary. And I love scary action where it's like, man, I don't know who's going to die at any moment. That adds to the action to me because it makes it more suspenseful. When there's no suspense and you just know everyone's going to live, it kind of lessens it. This crap was scary. It's tons of explosions, very well shot. It looks great. I also gave it a 5. I mean, if you could do anything that intense for 40 minutes straight, I think you got to give credit. And the funny thing is, although there's not action in the first 50 minutes, there's a lot of tension building up because I don't know anything about oil drilling. I think the movie did a great job of explaining a lot of those things so that even though it's not action, it's like constantly you're like almost on edge building up to what you know is eventually going to happen. And it almost acts as action. You know what I mean? Like action through dialogue and speaking. And so I thought it was great. I gave it a 5. All right. Story.
I was going to ask you was when they showed the shot of the inside the pipe, was that from the actual events?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I just wanted to know, like him closing, trying to close the thing. And then they showed like the underwater in the pipe. I'm like, wow, was that like real footage from their actual like?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think there's any actual footage of it, but maybe it was like, maybe that's how it actually looks. And they used it as reference or something like that. Cause that would be cool.
No,
I'm sure it's pretty accurate. I would imagine it seems, you know, Peter Berg with the real life event type stuff.
Yeah, so. No, storyline, I gave it a 5. There's nothing I can do. I think the beginning of the movie is all dialogue. It worked very well. You saw the relationship between the friends, everyone on the rig. Kate Hudson is a relationship with her husband, the kid, and then her with the workers also. So you got to see that. I love the story where Mark Wahlberg is teaching the daughter for her science project how his job works. And exactly what happened when the soda filled up is exactly what happened later in the movie. I thought that worked very well. Explosion galore. Kurt Russell, to me, carried the movie with Mark Wahlberg. I think them two leading that chaotic, but leading up to the chaos worked very well for me. So the story, again, I don't know the history of this BP spill. I heard of it, but I really don't know the whole thing. But this movie did a great job putting you in the forefront of that disaster. I think it was like the rare, or is it the most disaster in oil spill in history?
Yeah, the biggest one in the history of the U.S. Yeah.
So I give it a 5.
Yeah, I agree with you. Look, this is true life. This happened. If everything happened the exact way, I don't know. I don't care. I'm watching a movie. Yeah. And this movie is engrossing. If you don't know anything about oil drilling, it doesn't matter. They do a good job. Like you said, the little Coke experiment thing told me pretty much all I needed to know, that when they actually go to the rig, you kind of get a sense of what they're doing. Great, like very interesting storyline. I agree. I like Kurt Russell a lot. I like Gina Rodriguez in this a lot too. She's good. She's a good actress. Yeah, she should be in more things. I don't know why, you know, what she's doing lately, but you know, I like the beginning because it's just like them at home. It makes you invested in that character surviving. You know what I mean? You know, he got a wife, you know, he got a kid, you know, the guy, once the guy gives him the fossil, you're like, shoot, I hope he makes it home so he can you know, give the fossil to the girl. That's all you're thinking about for a little bit, you know? Kurt Russell doesn't get that same backstory, but he doesn't really need it. He's like, he's a great presence anyway. And this movie, it has a great cast in general. Like Ethan Suplee, he plays one of the guys in the control room. He's great. Dylan O'Brien is one of these guys that they're always trying to make like a lead actor. And I don't think he's a great lead, but I really like him in that kind of small role. You know what I mean? He was good. He was believable. Malkovich, again, I mean, just knocks it out the park. He's the worst. So I think everything worked from beginning to end. I was invested in the story, which is the point of a great story. And there's drama. There's a little bit of humor. There's intense action. You can't ask for much more, in my opinion, out of a film. So I give it a 5. All right. So overall,
I think this is, to be honest with you, it's a total package. I think this is between the actors and, you know, superstar actors into the lower end actors. They all complimentary. It was just so, it's like a salad. They all worked very well together. The storyline was really good. It was very entertaining. Like I said, the first half of the movie is just building up to this disaster for the last, 50 minutes of the movie is just straight, just mayhem going on in this oil rig, and it worked so well, perfectly shot. The 4K is phenomenal from picture to audio. It's fantastic for any of those of you out there that want to pick it up. It's a great transfer to 4K. I gave it a 5. I think it's a perfect movie, to be honest with you. Again, they're never going to make this movie again anyway because it's based on a true story. So right. I have to think of it that way. And I think he did a great job telling the story. So I gave it a 5.
Yeah, so I'm close. I'm just under 4.5. A 4.5 for me. So for me, for the fives, I try to make sure it's just for the most elite. And this is close. This is like just under the most elite of movies. I think it's great. I loved it when it first came out. I thought it was great when I saw it at the theater. And I didn't watch it on 4K, but I watched it on Blu-ray. And the Blu-ray looks amazing. So I imagine you're right. The 4K probably looks just a bit better because this movie looked fantastic. It's well shot. It's well casted, well acted, good score even. Like some music's intense, you know, when it needs to be. I think it's very, very, very well executed. The only thing that keeps it from a 10 for me is even though I'm thoroughly interested in the story and the characters, I do think it took a little long to get to certain aspects with the whole explosions and stuff. And I'm not just saying, oh, I only want explosions. What I am saying is some of it was dragged out a bit with the explaining. You know what I mean? Like for me. So that's the only reason. They could have cut about 10, 15 minutes. Like if this thing was like 85 or 90 minutes, forget about it. I probably would have gave it a 5. It would have been the leanest, tightest. As it is, a 4.5. Who's going to really get mad at me for that? It's a great movie. I was thinking 9 out of 10 in my head. So, okay, what's your total points?
24 out of 25.
I am at a 23.5 out of a 25. This ranks very high for us as far as movies. One of the best ones, like overall, that we've reviewed in a while. Yeah. I know that. Maybe since like We Were Soldiers, I remember we gave really high scores to, and that was all the way back in Mel Gibson month.
I gave it a 5 across the board.
You did. So this is like your best score since then, I think. But if you haven't done if you haven't seen it, and I know a lot of people who have not seen this movie, do yourself a favor, go buy it. I think the 4K, the Blu-ray, they're not that expensive. It is worth owning it. It's a great disc. And on top of that, it's a great film. If you like true stories, if you like action, it's great. So check out Deepwater Horizon. So that is that review. Great, great kickoff to Mark Wahlberg month. Can we only go up or maybe we go down? I don't know, because next week we have two movies for you. First one, of course, Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen. And then second in our Mark Wahlberg month, a collaboration with director Antoine Fuqua. I remember loving this movie when I saw it at the theater. I have not seen it in years. It's a little movie called Shooter, and that will be the next one as voted on. These were all voted on, by the way, by listeners over on Instagram. So you guys pick Shooter. We're going to review it, and we'll let you know what we thought.
Yeah, I'd never seen Shooter, so it's the first time you watch for me. So yeah,
I know it's coming to 4K, but you're going to have to not watch it on 4K yet. It's not out yet.
Oh, there you go. Well, maybe this movie review will help me purchase it on 4K. So
true.
So we'll see that. Again, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, please follow us on YouTube at youtube.com/levelsofgeeks. We have all our video versions of the podcast there. If you guys want to take us on the go, audio style. All you have to do is search for Action Movie Guys on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Action Movie Guys. Subscribe to the channel. Leave some ratings. Other than that, if you guys want to follow Levels of Geeks on Twitter, it's at Levels of Geeks. Other than that, that is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.